When deep in the street 92, cause a lot of niggas ain't believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Real nigga running in my veins won't bleed the same on season.
Yes, sir.
Boy, Simon's partner over being Franklin's high. A couple dollars get between niggas. A lot of niggas want a free body. I got a partner wanna be a free nigga. If I'ma go on to the truth, me and you, we not the same nigga. We a little different. When it boil down, I'ma blow my bling. When it getting jam, on point fingers.
A lot of
rappers make it to the box, and when that time knock, they become singers. Yeah, she got a man posted on the gram. Drop the low, she gon' come single. And before I go out like a pussy nigga, I'ma lift the chopper up like four eagles.
Yeah.
Hate a nigga that'll tell on the guys, turn your back on your own people.
Yeah.
Power of the tongue so lethal, he ain't even do it right, it's getting red. He was broke as hell in the free world, but I know he dread trying to make a spread.
Yeah.
One more drilling,
I'm
going fed. One more peeling,
it's that Mac, man. One more peeling,
I'ma start sweating. Niggas out here breaking codes,
y'all cause my brother gone.
Hungry to the streets with no wedding. I ain't going for it, I'ma blow for it. Play a song for him on the violin.
It's
yeah, I'm dumb.
In the give me 30.
Get the most clarity. Niggas wanna be free when behind bars. When they free, niggas don't really cherish it. When I put in the work, I do every part. Niggas looking for handouts and charity. I feel weird when you hustling like every day and people look at you like a celebrity. I've been ready to play, coach, put me in. When we win, we can go out and celebrate. I done seen niggas clutch on a different gym. When
those
big niggas act like they delicate. When
let's
I'm
go
up, I will help out my best mans. When they up, they don't give you an estimate. I've been waiting to blow up out the trenches. Ain't nobody been trying to press detonate. I ain't shysty with none of the shit I earned.
All right, Mario.
Get you another place. I get shit out the muscle. Ain't never worried if I want to catch me another play. I get paid
what I owe.
I'ma give you the price.
Man, I hope if you watching with us, you were standing up too to that song, cause that is that shit, man. 392 by Mac K to K, baby.
Yes, sir.
Okay, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up, people? You already know who this is. This is the Black James Bond, aka Russ Maurice. I got my co-host in the building.
The Black James Bond.
What? Bro, introduce yourself and stop the bullshit.
Y'all already know who it is in this bitch. Wolf Play 13 this bitch. Y'all go follow me on Instagram. Wolf Nasty on Twitter. Wolf Nasty 13 on that bitch. But you know, y'all already
know please go follow him on Twitter. This nigga got like 100 followers. He needs more.
Listen, man.
Let me not talk shit. I got like 50.
I'll be on Twitter like that, like I used to be, but you know. I'm steady going up.
Make all the excuses you want to, but hey, man, we love y'all, man. This is episode 040, man.
First episode. This is episode. Russ Maurice episode. This episode is the same age as he is.
Okay. You know how you be on this age bullshit all the time, people, but anyways.
I was playing. He a young nigga.
Yeah, anyways, let's move forward.
His
this is
nigga.
Episode 040, and I want to thank y'all that have been rocking with us, man, these past 3 years. It's been a nice, long journey so far. Lots of ups and downs, just like with anything. Lots of fun. Shout out Dallas, man. Shout out, like, every area that really rocks with Gimme 30, man.
Shout out to the Glow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all our subscribers, listeners, all our new Apple Podcast listeners, all our Spotify listeners, man. Thank you. Keep running it up. Leave a review for us. All that good shit. Like Trey said, that song at the beginning was Matt K, 392. Shout out to Matt K. Y'all know we had him on the show last year. We still rocking with him extremely heavy because he keep dropping them jams,
and
man.
And y'all tell that nigga to hurry up and drop the goddamn album. Yeah, everybody, go hit that nigga up. Tell him to drop the damn album.
Hey, man. In due time, bro. In due time.
We're trying to hear a murder charge.
Ain't no rush on it. Ain't no rush on it, man. But, Trey, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great. Feeling good. Feeling great.
Good. That's
good. How you doing, though?
I'm all right, bro. I'm feeling good, man. We ain't got no guest up in the cut. As you see, this is a Trey and I episode, maskless episode. We ain't take the ski mask off
first
since,
one
like,
what,
like, November, right?
That, yeah.
Yeah, man. So this is the first time we showing face in almost a year, damn it. Damn near 9 months, something like that. We feeling good, man. I'm feeling good, man. I'm still out here looking good. You see me?
I mean,
Wow, man. Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, you're the ugliest one out of the group. What you talking about? If I stand next to you, I look like a 10. All right,
man.
What you talking about?
It's a lot of love in the room. It's a lot of love in the room, and we're going to keep it at that, man. So it's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world right now. We're going to cover a little bit of that. But first, before we get deep into some of them other topics, Trey said that he had some kind of wacky ass questionnaire for me or something like that.
It's just so a bunch of random questions.
We're going to get into that. Well, we're going to go ahead and put you on the spot right now and get into it. What's your questions, Trey? Let's get into it.
Shit. I'll say the first one's going to be, which one would you rather have to survive in? A zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion?
An alien invasion.
Yeah, would you rather survive?
Ding, ding.
Do what?
An alien invasion. I ain't trying to deal with no zombies.
But you'd rather deal with an alien
Yes,
invasion?
I'll deal with the aliens, man, because we can low-key, you know.
Low-key what?
Talk to them. Get some shit worked out,
hell
man.
No. This nigga
I'm
tripping.
Trying to see what the spaceship whipping like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Next question, though.
This nigga going to sell out the homies.
Next question.
Cool with them.
Next question.
They're going to try to put me on the spot like that. I'm trying to remember next. All right. Would you rather survive a month in the middle of the ocean with a little bit of food and a fishing pole? Or would you rather survive a month in the desert with a gallon of water?
I'd rather get my nine, put it to my dome, and go for the easy way out, because both of those sound horrible. Next question, man. What the fuck would you do? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Where you get these whack-ass questions from, man?
Man, I'm choosing the desert.
I thought we had some good shit popping off. Talking zombie apocalypse and aliens and shit. What you been looking at on Netflix, bro?
I've been watching a lot of shit.
I know. For real, bro.
You watching what? Love, Death, and what the fuck
yo,
is that?
A show he made up. No, oh, it's a real show? Oh, damn.
Oh, I ain't never heard that shit like that.
Nah, I sound crazy. But yeah, man. So are you done with your questionnaire? Or can we move on to some serious topics?
We can move on. I'll ask another question later. It's cool.
Okay.
It's going to be random.
Okay. Well, man, first really like crazy thing going on that I've seen recently on Twitter. Brittany Griner. You know who that is, right? I don't even know if I said her name right. Excuse me if I didn't.
I know
the
of
WNBA
her.
The WNBA player.
Yeah.
The one that's in Russia.
Yeah.
So she got a 9-year sentence off that weed vape pen, man. What you think about that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen it. But there's a nigga who got life. I don't remember what state he was in. Here in the United States. Nigga got life for having a little over an ounce and a half.
I seen that shit too.
So
I seen them on Say Cheese.
I'd rather
was that like a third strike law or something like that?
I don't know. I have no idea on that.
Yeah, because he must have some prior life. Shit. Cause I know, yeah, that shit is like super excessive.
I don't care if it's your 10th charge in the whole
weed.
Life.
It's weed. It's weed.
Them motherfuckers bugging out there.
Look, I'm gonna be real though. I'm gonna be real, man. I feel for Brittany and her family and her friends and everyone that's like, you know, trying to get her out and trying to go to bat for her. But as a nigga that has been in several different countries, and when I say several, I mean several. Like, it'll take me probably a minute to name all the countries that I've been to. You got to be mindful of these laws and this everywhere ain't the United States, man. And I'm not saying that it's right for what happened to her, but like, you got to remember, like, and it's Russia on top of that, like one of the countries that we could possibly go to war with.
Facts.
One, why the fuck would you even want to go there as a United States citizen? But two, you definitely don't want to be breaking
country.
No laws in these countries that do not be fucking around, like Russia. What's the other place? Saudi Arabia, right? Like fucking, it's many countries. They'd cut your damn hand off for having some weed, I think. Like,
shit, there's some countries, like some countries definitely will cut your hands off still to this day.
Yeah,
if you're over here stealing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So my point being, man, for those of y'all that like to travel abroad and got your passports, don't put a damn weed vape in your suitcase. They're going to see that shit. I promise you. It's called customs. I don't know if you know what that is, but if you don't, they're looking for all that shit, everything. So, you know, watch your ass, man. Like, don't go over there with that bullshit because you don't get fucked over.
No cap.
And you already don't want to be in jail or prison in the United States. In another country, whole different ball game, baby, where they don't even speak English.
Them niggas gonna run that ass.
Hey, leave it to Trey to bring that shit up. But yeah, man.
This nigga's getting 30, huh? What
all bad. All bad. All bad, bro. But so yeah, man. NFL season's coming up. We're gonna dive into sports right quick. I know my fellow Eagles fan right here. How you feeling about the upcoming season, brother?
I think it's gonna be a good season.
Hell yeah.
I think it's definitely gonna be
good. What you think our record is gonna be?
I think we're going to at least get the second round of playoffs. At least.
I like that. I like that. I think we're going to go 12-5. And I feel like we might even make it past the second round of playoffs. Because our defense, and yes, we talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, baby, is Super Bowl ready. Our D-line looks very crazy, man. Offense is looking good. Are you a real fan or what? You looking at me kind of crazy right now. You got something to tell me? What, you a Cowboys fan?
Man, this ain't that bullshit.
You see, he's not answering the question, folks.
Nigga, we all know ain't nobody me. No motherfucking Cowboys fan around here.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say. Because you looking at me like, nah, I don't know about all that.
Man, how many times have our defense... I
don't even know why I talk sports to him. He's just so negative.
Nah, it's not that I'm negative. I'm more realistic. You one of them, you the Eagles fans or the Cowboys fans. You think we're gonna go undefeated?
I don't fucking
type. We going
yell
to the
Super Bowl
every
year. Nah, you need to stop that shit. That's a lie. I do not do that. I'm realistic too. Just like last year, I knew we wasn't fucking going nowhere. I was just happy that we made playoffs after a shit season. Yes or no?
This nigga's talking about Super Bowl.
All right, next, man, NBA folks. I guess I can't speak football with Trey, man, but the NFL season's coming up. Claim your teams right now, man. Fly, Eagles, fly. Ooh. We might go back to the SBN really quick, man, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Y'all see how I'm rocking, man? Youngin's about to take over, man. Houston Rockets.
You know, it's LA over here. But, you know, we still follow Westbrook wherever we go, though.
Yeah, he's a Lakers fan.
I'm a Lakers fan, but a Westbrook fan. So wherever that nigga go, I'm going to have to support just for that nigga. But, you know, when it comes down to it, L.A. overall, Lakers.
Boo. I was playing. I fuck with LeBron, but.
When was the last
time? This might be it for the Lakers, G.
He said boo like, you know, Rockets won a championship.
He's lucky his squad had LeBron. That's all I'm going to say. Because if it wasn't for him, sir, y'all wouldn't have had that bubble ring. Who's going to get it for you, AD? Yeah, okay then. Yeah, stop it. Yeah.
Nigga, AD cold up.
He all right when he with other people, bro. He ain't going to lead no team by himself. I love you, AD, but I'm just telling the truth.
Come from the biggest, hardest fan of all. What'd that nigga ever do?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
he's really trying me today, folks. But anyways, hey man, shout out to y'all that are still listening after this first like 10-15 minutes of bullshit. But man, rest in peace, JD Youngin. That's you know, recently happened. He passed away, got shot with his father, right?
Yeah, he was with his pops.
Is he okay? Is his dad
his
all
pops?
Right?
Yeah, his dad's going to survive.
Yeah, man. That's sad, bro. That's sad. And like I said, rest in peace. One thing that really like presses me in this community, and when I say community, I mean like the hip hop community, is like we want to be sad and cry and like be like, oh, gone too soon, oh, why did this have to happen, oh, da 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 da. But like, y'all gotta remember, it is so many, especially youngins, that glorify this shoot 'em up, kill 'em music. That is so weird to me that we glorify this shoot 'em up, kill 'em music, and then we want to turn around and be sad and know that shouldn't have happened, and oh, he should have had security, and oh, stop the gun violence and all that. Y'all love this fucking shoot up his grandma's house and odd music and all this shit, but then soon somebody pass away, then it's so sad. And
they ain't pick ready a side. For the reality of it.
That's what I'm saying. But the shit blows my mind because it's like the music you love that's talking about all this killing and, like I said, shooting up a motherfucking house and sliding on ops. I had to empty the clip, kill this nigga. And then, like, when it happens, it's like everybody went act crazy. I'm like, but don't y'all love this shit, though? I don't know. I'm not saying I condone this shit, but I'm just saying, like, this world is so twisted right now that, like, pick a side, bro. Either with the shits or you ain't with the shits.
One way, dumb way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know what you was trying to get at with that. But that, anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, man. Like I said, I know we've been talking a lot of bullshit, having some fun on here. I don't know if Trey got some more questions for you. I forgot, and I apologize for forgetting. This episode 040 is sponsored by my man Juan DMKD. Ooh. We love you, bro. He is sponsored this episode.
Y'all be ready to cop them fuck nigga shorts.
The what?
Them fuck nigga shorts.
You mean Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Yeah, I call them fuck nigga shorts.
Fuck nigga shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We love you, Juan. I don't know what the hell you talking about. But like I said, this episode is sponsored by DMKD, and we go into a short commercial break, man. Yiddy!
What up?
We back off the commercial break, man. You know how we do.
Yeah, nigga, how'd it go?
Yeah, man. That's the reason why we do these. That's why we do these, man. Commercial break. So, I remember last episode, we were talking about Kane 2, and I dropped the poster. For those of y'all that follow me on IG, you might have noticed that I took the poster down off my IG and off the Black Av IG. I kind of got like some weird news. It's not really bad. It's not really good. But I don't know about Kane 2, y'all. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I've been speaking with some directors and some niggas that can shoot the film. And I'm anywhere between about 6 to 10 racks on shooting this film. And I'm not rich. I know I got a little, you know, I might be looking good over here and making it look good, but I don't have it.
Stop playing yourself.
I don't have 10 bands though. Can I get 10 bands? Yeah, for sure. But this whole process of this movie has been a lot harder than expected, and it's taken me a lot longer to a point where it's some days where I wake up and I'm like, do I even still want to do this shit? Do I even still want to do Kane 2? Do I want to drop 10 bands just to get 1,000 views on YouTube, just to not win an award, just to not get the views that, like, in the love it deserves. Yeah, exactly. The recognition that the shit really deserves, that the art deserves. And I'm sure a lot of artists struggle with that, but that's what's been on my mind lately. So it's like, I'm not saying I'm canceling the project.
We ain't gonna cancel. It's gonna get done.
Yeah, but I don't know when though.
Yeah,
just, I don't know when though. I don't have a date for y'all. I really wanted to like get shooting done this summer. The summer's almost over. We ain't shot shit. Like I don't know really where I stand with Kane 2, but for those of y'all that really follow the art and are really fucking with the movement, I'll keep y'all posted. That's really all I could tell you there. What was you gonna say, bro? I'm sorry. It seems like I keep cutting you off. Did you have a comment for Kane 2?
It's going to get done. Just give us a minute. That's all I got to say. It'll get done, though.
I'll
make sure of it.
I appreciate Trey's attitude towards everything. I really do. I really do. Because, like I said, there's days I wake up where I'm like, shit's probably not happening, bro. I don't know. I don't know. That's just how, like, it's real easy to get discouraged in this game, and that's going to lead to my next conversation that I wanted to talk to you about.
We
just
had to, mask up a couple times, to get the funding for it, but, it's all good.
Yeah.
It'll get done. We're going to get done.
Yeah. Okay. Right, exactly. Like, I don't know what this man is talking about over here.
We don't support none of that over here. We don't support none of that over here. It's all jokes.
Okay. So, like, a serious topic. Off the Kane 2 shit, man. You heard what he said. We're going to try to get this shit done, but, it's whatever. Niggas think they're going to win the lottery, too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, stupid niggas. But,
but anyways, man, fellas.
And ladies.
I was about to say, really everybody, but as a man myself, I got to look out for my fellow brothers, okay?
Facts.
So, fellas, man, take your mental health seriously. It was a podcast we did a long time ago during the summer last year where we got to talk about just a little bit of mental health, especially with, like, the Lil Loaded situation and his death. It's a real crazy world that we live in, seriously, and it's a lot of different things going on. We don't live in the same age that our parents grew up in. It's a whole new generation, technology, all type of different things going on. Take care of your mental health, man. Check on your strong friends. Go check on your people, man. Make sure you're doing well. Make sure they're doing well. Because it's just so much shit going on, man, and you just never know. You never know who's really, like, got a smile on their face, but got all this different shit going on. And we got to look out for each other as a people. One thing I really wanted to talk about this podcast that I even fell victim to. I won't really say I fall victim to it still to this day, but comparisons. And shout out Flock of Fades because you put something on your IG this week that literally covers the topic I'm about to spill. But comparisons, bro. You got to remember, this internet shit is the best of the best of everybody. Nobody's really posting their L's like that. Nobody's posting them being depressed unless they're just yelling for attention and that's all that they post. Nobody is really putting their bad shit online. So when you scrolling up and down IG per se, you're seeing everybody's best of the best. And I know it's real easy to look at that shit and be like, man, I ain't got... What the f***? So as I was saying, you scrolling down IG, comparing your life to the best of the best. You got to remember what God has for you is for you. So stop the jealousy, stop the hate, stop comparing yourself to other people's lives because everybody's paths are different. And like I said, I used to fall victim to it myself.
Plus, we all got the same 24 hours in a day.
Facts.
Like what they do with their life and with their 24 hours to get to where they is. Just know you can do the same damn thing with what you love and what you deserve. Everybody deserves the best. But if you don't put the effort into getting it, then you're going to stay right where you is.
That's facts. Trey ain't said nothing wrong, man. And don't be afraid to let the past bury itself and put things behind you and unfollow people. Not only in real life, on social media, or just things that do not serve a purpose in your life anymore. Like, just let that shit go. That you got on your social media that triggers you and stuff like that, let that shit go. Unfollow who you need to unfollow. Take off whatever you need to take off. Like,
social media full of weirdos anyway.
Right. I mean, it's facts. It's facts. And it's so, like... It's hurting so many people. I love that I posted on my Instagram like 2 weeks ago when Kanye West did that interview with Big Boy, and he was talking about Instagram got your bitch. Nah, Instagram got. It was funny, but it's so true, bro. Like, it social media has so many souls and minds just in their grasp. It's crazy. Like,
man, no host said some shit that had me like really think about some shit.
What's up?
Nigga Tyler, the Creator. We was talking about the internet bullying or like or whatever the fuck he was, it's called cyberbullying.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that even possible? How you gonna get mad at what people saying over the internet? Turn your fucking computer off. Get off that bitch. You ain't gotta sit there and pay attention.
For real, put the phone down. Put like the phone down. Yeah, so like, many people are
they stuck like on this that bitch
all day long. Put that shit down, man. Go live life. Go enjoy the people around you that you love and that love you. Go step out in nature. Go talk to somebody,
and
man.
And y'all know
go,
like 99% of people that be talking that shit on the internet ain't gonna say nothing in real life.
Facts.
If they ain't saying
and
it to
they be cap. There's so many motherfucking liars on the internet.
If they ain't saying some shit to your face, don't even trip on.
For real.
Because they some scary ass people.
For real, bro. I love your kicks, by the way.
Who, mine or his?
No, I'm talking to you, man, with the J's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got the lows on. Hey, check that out, man. We both J'd out, man. Look, ooh. I got the A's on, man, for episode 4.
You know what
I'm
talking about.
But yeah, man, look, we coming to a close, man. I know this episode has been everywhere. Me and Trey ain't done an episode, just me and him for a while. And we ain't take the mask off for a while. So
it's nice to be able to breathe.
Oh, for real, man. I'm not gonna lie, this feels a lot better, man. I've been feeling like Darth Vader for several episodes now.
He
said
he was on the dark side,
man. You know where the mask came from, man.
Oh yeah,
you know where the mask came from. We was dealing with a lot, man.
Oh, most
dealing with a lot,
most definitely.
We turning a new leaf with it. We might be back to it, shoot, I don't know. But hey, I got some great news for y'all. Those of y'all especially that have been following us for the last year, as you see, we did our sponsorship at Guap Mania and with Sharks and Gorillas, right?
Yep.
We got another sponsorship. We are sponsoring the wrestler Mysterious Q at the Southside 3CW event hosted by Daily Ooze. Shout out Daily Ooze, man. That's gonna be next weekend on Saturday, August 13th. Those of y'all that really fuck with Gimme 30, and I mean really fuck with Gimme 30, hit us up. We might actually got some free tickets for you. They gave us the shit lows, so you know we could hook you up. Come out to the event. They're gonna have a DFW swap meet out there too. It's kind of like an all-day thing. It's gonna be super lit. Y'all come out there. Like I said, this
bring
episode. Say that again, Trey.
Bring the bitches.
Okay.
Not for him. He married.
Yeah, I didn't say for me.
I'm just making sure they know. Haley, if you if you see this, I was not putting him in there.
She knows. She knows.
Just gotta make sure.
But anyways,
I don't want to catch a fade.
Like I said, this episode is sponsored by DMKD and he is one of the vendors at Dow Gala. So that wrestling event that I was just talking about, I'm going to pull up the flyer for y'all watching at home. And I'm going to pull up the flyer for this Dow Gala event. Shout out DMKD. Shout out to everybody that's performing at Dow Gala and the vendors at Dow Gala. It's a lot of great things popping in Dallas, people. That's just August. Y'all come out. Y'all support.
Tap in with the city.
Tap in with the city, man. Tap in with Gimme 30.
With the Dirty 30.
So before we close the show, you know how we do. We got our shout outs, man. Trey, you got anything to say to the people before we take it home?
Man, shout out to my homegirl, Justice. RP to you. Miss you. Love you. Free the guys. Man, shout out to Savage World. Shout out to the Ad family. Shout out to this boy Mario over here. You know, getting the audio looking, you know, crispy and smooth.
Is it looking crispy or is it sounding crispy, Dre?
Both. Your hairline is.
Oh, jeez. They gonna have fun with this one.
Bro, I know I look like a burnt chicken nugget, but
calm down, Patches.
They gonna have fun with this one. I'm done. I'm dead. You got anything else to say to the people before we close up, man?
Remember to like, subscribe, and share.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all.
Yes,
shouts
sir.
Shouts out to our subscribers and our viewers. Shouts out to the people of Texas. Not just Dallas, but all of Texas.
All of Texas. And this is the best podcast in Texas. Okay.
In the world.
Give me 30. I don't know about in the world, man. It's Joe Rogan is really killing this motherfucker.
I ain't worried about that nigga right now. I ain't on his podcast. What the fuck? Why would I say he?
Shout out Joe Rogan, man. If you ever see this, man, I would love an interview. I don't know about Trey, but I would love an interview.
I'm cool with it. I don't care.
That'd be funny if he hit us up too. He was like, I was going to give y'all the interview, but Trey said he don't care. So fuck y'all. We slapping Trey if that happens.
You do you. You want to come on and have a good time? Come on, have a good time.
For real, for real. But hey, man, no, seriously, we love y'all. Shout out our listeners, our subscribers, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please like, comment, subscribe, like, comment, subscribe.
Share
with your people, man. Shout out
word
my
of mouth be. Word of mouth is what it is, man.
All right, shut your ass up during my shout outs, man.
Tell this nigga
shout out my wife and
kid.
Shut your ass up, man.
Shout out my. He's worried about his ashy ass knees. He's been.
Shout out, hey, look. Shout out my wife and kids, man. Shout out, give me 30 pod. Shout out my.
Shout out that nigga Neem the Great.
Yeah, shout out Neem the Great. He's back with Amir, man. Amir up in the building. Shout out Amir, man. We got the prodigies here, man. We got the future of
the world.
Of the world. The greatness, man. The greatness that's coming, man, is here. Yeah, shout out Mario on the audio, man. He's been with us strong, seriously, since 2019, bro. Shout out my boy, Ben. On the camera work.
Fuck that nigga.
He been dealing with all our bullshit, man, and just still sticking it out with us,
ain't
man.
Ain't nothing but love.
Even though he get on my goddamn nerves, shout out my co-host, man. No, not you. No, I'm talking about this nigga right here.
Shout out to my man's barber, making him have the crisp pushback hairline.
I hate his ass, bro. But anyways, yeah, man. Shout out to y'all, bro. So many great things in store for Give Me 30. We gonna take another stab at that Cosign Award, so y'all be on the lookout for that, man. Please vote us in, nominate us, man. Give us another reason to get dressed up and go show out for the people, man. We love y'all. Y'all have a good night. This is episode 040, sponsored by DMKD. Give me 30 pods, your boy Russ Maurice, and B Trey. And we closing the show with 392, Matt K. Ooh, the baby.
Yeah. See it.
Yeah.
A couple dollars get between niggas.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas want a free body.
Yeah.
Partner want to be a free
turn
nigga.
It up.
If I'm a gone to the
turn
drill, me and you, we not the same nigga.
Yes.
We a little different.
Yes.
When it boil down, I'ma blow my blend. When we get in jam, on. Point fingers.
Oof.
A lot of rappers make it to the box, and when that time knock, they become singers. Yes, she got a man posted
Chug.
On the gram.
Chug.
Drop the load, she gon' come single. And before I go out like a pussy nigga, I'ma lift the chopper up like four eagles. Hate a nigga that'll tell on
yeah.
the guys, turn your back
that's
on
when
your
that
own
beat
people.
That's when that
power
beat
of the tongue so lethal, he ain't even do it right, getting red. He was broke as hell in the free world,
but
I know
he
dread
trying to make
a spread. One more drill and I.
One more drill and I.
Going fed. One more pill and I.
One more peeling, I'ma start sweating.
Niggas out here breaking codes cause they brother gone.
Yeah.
To the streets with no wedding, I ain't going for it. I'ma blow for it, play a song for him on the violin. Yeah, I'm
bang.
In the back of Suburbans and squad cars, in the moments
yeah.
I get the most clarity.
It's give
niggas
me 30
wanna be
with
free
the 30.
When behind bars, when they free niggas don't really cherish
oh,
it. When I put in the work, I do every part. Niggas looking for
like,
handouts and charity.
Subscribe.
I can wear what you
want
every day, and people
good
look
night.
At you like a celebrity. I've been ready
yeah.
to play, coach, put me in. When we win, we can go out and celebrate. I done seen niggas clutch on a different gym. When no big niggas act like they delicate. When I'm up, I will help out my best mans. When they up, they gon' give you an estimate. I've been waiting to blow up out the trenches. Ain't nobody been trying to press detonate. I ain't shysty with none of the shit I earned. Said it's cool.
food gang, get you another plate. I get shit off the muscle, ain't never worried. If I want it, go catch me another plate. I get paid off the bowl.
What I owe?
I'ma give you the price off of what it weigh. Everything that I wanted, got up and go get it. Ain't wait on no nigga, I never waited. And everything that I own, I got on my own. Got that at the mud, I never hate it. Every bitch that I did is a bitch that I hit. She came on her own, I never chased. And the bitch gon' be bitter. I sip on this liquor, I sip a Patron with no chase. And before I do time, the laws get behind. I stop on the gas and let me chase.